chapter 32. Captain Cat's Eyes of the Sea Talon patted the new sword at his side proudly. Never had a sea rat set eyes upon such a sword as this. He watched the two new oar slaves bending their backs as they pulled in stroke with the others.
Up and one and down and two. Bend your backs and curse your berth. Up and one and down and two. Pull those oars for all your worth.
The grating voice of the slave driver echoed across the benches as he strode up and down, flicking his cruel whip, reciting the crude rowing poem as he laid out about him.
Up and one and down and two. Some have backs without no hide. Up and one and down and two. Those who couldn't row have died. Up and one and down and two. Here's a gift from me to you.
He lashed out with the whip. An oar slave arched his back and screamed. Cat's Eyes nodded toward Dandan and Duddy.
The two new ones, how are they shaping up, Blodge?
Blodge, the slave driver, flicked his whip toward the pair.
No better or worse than the rest of them, Captain. Though they're still fresh and strung, a season or so eating slave slops and the weight of that oar, the chain too, should knock some of the starch out of them.
Cat's Eyes strode down the alleyway between the oars until he was facing Dandan. The sea rat captain drew the sword, watching the lantern lights playing up and down the length of its wondrous blade.
You don't look much like a warrior mouth. Where'd a little fish like you come by a blade such as this beauty?
Dandan's eyes blazed fire at the captain of the Sea Talon.
I am Dandan of Redwall. That is the sword of Martin the Warrior. You are not fit to wear it, rat.
Cat's Eyes nodded to Blodge. The slave driver flailed his whip hard against Dandan's back. The young mouse did not even flinch. He continued to glare his hatred at the sea rat captain. Cat's Eyes laughed.
Feisty little brute, ain't you? Well, we'll see about that.
Fishtail, the mate, leaned across the rail, listening to his captain's instructions as Terramorth Isle appeared like a tiny pinpoint on the horizon.
Captain Flogger should be there with a rat helm. It could be dangerous for me, Fishtail. I'm no friend of Gaboole or Flogger. When we drop anchor in Terramorth Cove, I want you to go up to Fort Bladegirt and spy out the lay of the land. Take most of the crew with you, matey. I'll be all right aboard here with Blodge and five others. Stay well armed and careful. Keep an eye peeled on that Gaboole and learn if any beast brought Grey Patch back and claimed the booty from the Dark Queen's hold. Oh, and you might have a chat with Flogger. See if he favours Gaboole and listen out for any talk of the other captains forming an alliance against Gaboole. But mind what I say, matey. Be careful of Gaboole. He's wild and crazy with it. I'll wait aboard this ship for your return. Got that?
Aye, aye, Cap'n. Leave it to me.
The gruff voice of Blodge rang through the galley.
Shipboard, me lucky buckos. We'll ride into Terramorth on the swell.
All around Dandan and Duddy, the oar slaves leaned heavily on their oars, bringing the shafts down and locking them by wedging the ends beneath the benches, thus leaving the oar blades sloping high out of the sea to port and starboard, giving Sea Talon the appearance of a bird with outspread wings as she drifted toward Terramorth on billowing sails.